Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Federal and state environmental officials worked over the weekend to mitigate the fallout from last Wednesday's Keystone Pipeline rupture that leaked about 14,000 barrels of crude oil into a Kansas creek. Officials hadn't yet determined the cause of the incident. The spill near Mill Creek in Washington County, Kansas, had been contained by about 200 people working at the site. And a Garden City woman is arrested for aggravated battery. J.P. Bizet has more.
Officers of the Garden City PD were dispatched early Saturday morning for a fight between two females. However, the investigation revealed a man and a woman offered 31-year-old Rachel Contreras of Garden City a ride home from a party. Now, during the ride, Contreras became upset and attacked both individuals with her fists and feet. She also hit the man in the head with a glass bottle, causing a laceration before fleeing on foot. Contreras was lodged in the Finney County Jail.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Steel outdoor power tools may be hard to wrap, but once they get opened, you'll see why Steel is so easy to give. Find the right gift this year with battery power made by Steel. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and chainsaws, our AK Homeowner system of battery tools starts at just $199.99. Shop now by visiting your local Steel dealer or going to steelusa.com/gift guide. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices MSRP available participating dealers while supplies last.
New federal guidelines have nearly doubled the number of Americans eligible for lung cancer screening. Insurance companies are required to cover these tests for those ages 50 to 80 who currently smoke or used to smoke. Along with new treatments, lung cancer screening saves lives. If you are 50 to 80 years old and smoke or used to smoke, talk to your doctor about lung cancer screening. For more information and to find a screening center near you, visit the National Lung Cancer Roundtable at nlcrt.org.
My name is Shane Myers, and I'm an asparagus selling producer in Idaho and Oregon. I had to throw out 130,000 pounds of asparagus when I couldn't get the workers I needed for harvest. Our farm workforce shortage puts our national food security at risk and raises food prices for American families. Food security is national security. A nation that can't feed itself isn't secure. Tell your senators to pass a Senate version of the Farm Workforce Modernization Act before they go home for Christmas.
Paid for by the American Business Immigration Coalition Action. For more information on taking action, go to abicaction.org.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. More than $70 million has been secured for the state of Kansas through a legal settlement with Walgreens and CVS Pharmacies. The Kansas Attorney General's office announced on Monday that Walgreens and CVS Pharmacies have agreed to a settlement with Kansas to resolve allegations the companies contributed to the opioid addiction crisis by failing to appropriately oversee the dispensing of opioids at their stores. The AG's office anticipates the money secured for Kansas, which is $77 million, may grow as the details of the settlement are finalized. The settlements will provide more than $10.7 billion nationally and will require significant improvements in how the pharmacies handle opioids, as pharmacies must provide broad, court-ordered requirements for their pharmacy practices, including robust oversight to prevent fraudulent prescriptions and flag suspicious prescriptions. The proceeds from the settlement must be used to provide treatment and recovery services for people struggling with opioid use disorder. The settlements will be reviewed by participating states by the end of the year, allowing for additional parties to join during the first quarter of 2023. More than $278 million has been recovered by the AG's office related to unlawful opioid manufacturing, marketing, and distribution. And the AG's office went on to report that Kansas is engaged in other ongoing investigations and negotiations with other companies that the state believes played a role in illegally fueling opioid addiction. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt unveiled the annual overview of the health insurance market in Kansas. And this annual report details the 2023 Kansas Health Insurance Market Marketplace. Several of the enhancements Kansans can expect to see in the 2023 marketplace include the addition of new health insurance company, where the number of health insurance companies doing business on the marketplace will increase from 7 to 8, the addition of 5 new individual health insurance plan options on the marketplace, where the total available individual and family health insurance plans will increase from 123 to 128, and the addition of 3 new dental insurance plans. This addition will increase the total number of the state's individual and family dental policies available to 19. Commissioner Schmidt stated that because more options will be available on the 2023 marketplace for Kansans to choose from, the additional health plans will help many Kansans find a plan that best fits their needs. The open enrollment period for Kansans started on November 1st and will run through January 15th, though Kansans who would like to start their health insurance coverage effective January 1st must enroll by December 15th, as health insurance purchased on the marketplace between December 16th and January 15th will not begin coverage until February 1st. For more information on the 2023 Kansas Health Insurance Marketplace and open enrollment, you can visit the Kansas Insurance Department's website at insurance.kansas.gov/health-life. The American Red Cross urges blood donors to give now and help fight the potential impact of seasonal illnesses and a potentially severe flu season on the blood supply. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention predicts a serious spread of the flu this year and is already reporting spikes in cases in several states. When seasonal illnesses increase, the number of healthy donors tend to decrease, leaving the Red Cross blood supply vulnerable to a potential shortage over the holidays. Paired with busy holiday schedules and adverse weather, seasonal illnesses may make it harder to collect the blood hospital patients require this winter. So donors, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets, can help bolster the blood supply by making an appointment to give in the coming weeks. There's no waiting period to donate blood after you receive a flu shot, and you can schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. There are upcoming blood donation opportunities tomorrow, Wednesday, December 14th in Hill City from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Hill City High School, 1 Ring Neck Drive, and in Phillipsburg on Monday, December 19th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Phillips County 4-H Building on North Highway 183. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
Although election season ended last month, in Phillips County, early voting for a January 4th special election will begin this Thursday, December 15th, and there will only be one polling place open for the entire county. The special election concerns a half-cent sales tax that's been in place for nearly two decades. For the past 17 years, a special sales tax has been in place for the Phillips County Economic Development Center to help grow new businesses, and it will be up to voters if the half-cent tax continues. Phillips County Clerk Tina Deerking explained that it's a yes or no question. A yes is to continue to fund Phillips County Economic Development Center through the half-cent sales tax, and a no is to go ahead and eliminate the sales tax. Phillips County residents originally voted to implement the sales tax, but approaching two decades with it in place, some want it gone. Following early voting Thursday, voters on January 4th will go to the Huck Boyd Community Center, the lone polling site for the special election. The Norton County Hospital and Norton Medical Clinic want to remind the community that they are seeing a significant increase in influenza numbers, so if you are sick or have a fever, you are asked to please stay home. A list of flu symptoms from the CDC includes fever or feeling feverish and chills, cough, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, muscle or body aches, headaches, and fatigue or tiredness, and some people may have vomiting and diarrhea, though this is more common in children than adults. Flu symptoms usually come on suddenly, and people who have the flu often feel some or all of the symptoms. It's important to note that not everyone with the flu will have a fever. An influenza or the flu can cause mild to severe illness and at times can even lead to death. Anyone can get sick with the flu, even healthy people, and serious problems related to flu can happen to anyone at any age. But some people are at higher risk of developing serious flu-related complications if they get sick. This includes people 65 years and older, people of any age with certain chronic medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, or heart disease, if you are pregnant, and children younger than 5 years, but especially those younger than 2 years old. If you want your influenza vaccination, those are available at the Norton Medical Clinic or Norton County Health Department at Home Health. And if you need to see a provider, you can contact the clinic. More information is available at cdc.gov/flu/symptoms/symptoms. According to unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting held on Wednesday, December 7th, a motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to recess the council meeting and go into a public city land bank meeting, and the motion carried. At 5:45 p.m., Chairman Ron Briery called the land bank meeting to order. In the land bank, Board of Trustees present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Gerald Jones, Jerry Jones, Robert Bowman, Dennis Gilhausen, and Dean Little. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Jerry Jones to approve the November 3, 2021 land bank meeting minutes, and the motion carried. John Sanders stated he's interested in acquiring the land bank property located at 309 West Wilton, and if he was able to obtain the property, he would like to relocate an existing home onto the property. City Administrator James Maru stated that specific property has been earmarked for Economic Development's housing program, which requires new construction on the lot. City Attorney Abigail Horn pointed out that last year the land bank adopted a purchase application and qualifications for purchasing land bank property with the goal of new construction. A discussion was held on the options available and the process going forward, and it was determined by the Land Bank Board of Trustees that John's plan does not meet the requirements for the land bank lots. A motion was made by Jerry Jones and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to nominate Ron Briery as chair of the land bank, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Jerry Jones and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to nominate Andrew Black as vice chair of the land bank, and that motion carried. A motion was made by Jerry Jones and seconded by Gerald Jones to nominate Dean Little as secretary treasurer of the land bank, and that motion carried. And a motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dean Little to approve the 2023 land bank budget, and that motion was carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black, directing City Administrator James Maru to contact the surveyor to move forward with having the land bank lots located at 406 South 2nd and 410 South 2nd surveyed. And the motion carried. Finally, a motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Robert Bowman to adjourn the land bank meeting, and the motion carried, and the council resumed their regular session at 6:03 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Norton Animal Health has lots of gift-giving ideas for your house pets. Keep your pets healthy with Science Diet Foods. Microchips is a practical and caring gift for your pet. There's healthy dental cleaning to prevent infection and pain control. Norton Animal Health reminds you to provide adequately this winter. Make sure they've got plenty of accessible water and bring them indoors when the temperatures get extreme. Merry Christmas to you and your pets from Norton Animal Health. And thank you for trusting your animals large and small to Norton Animal Health, 801 West Holme in Norton. You've got enough on your plate, so let Town & Country Kitchen of Norton help you out with homemade pies. There's always a variety in the case ready for single servings, or call ahead for whole pies, 877-3511. BJ, Candace, and the entire crew wish you and your family Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you for your support. And remember, for home-cooked meals served with friendly smiles, stop by Town & Country Kitchen on East Highway 36 in Norton, serving lunch buffet every day, including Sunday.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The Federal Trade Commission recently finalized a consent order settling Tractor Supply Company's acquisition of rival chain Orscheln Farm and Home LLC following a public comment period. The FTC determined the acquisition would have harmed competition among farm stores in the Midwest and South. The consent order imposes a number of requirements, including that Tractor Supply divest some Orscheln stores, as well as Orscheln's corporate offices and Missouri's distribution center to Baumgars, an Iowa-based farm store chain, and other stores to Buckeye, mother chain with farm stores in Missouri and Illinois. Tractor Supply Company announced it closed the Orscheln Farm and Home acquisition in October in a deal valued at $320 million. The consent agreement also requires that for a period of 3 years, the companies buying the divested farm stores must obtain prior approval from the FTC before selling any of the Orscheln stores that they required. The city of Portland, Oregon, and their city council recently voted to phase out petroleum diesel sales and replace the product with biofuels. The policy focuses on diesel fuel, phasing in requirements for cleaner renewable fuels with the goal of achieving 99% renewable blend of all diesel fuel sales in Portland by 2030. The rulemaking process and the interim rule allows flexibility to adjust the policy based on real market conditions, while renewable fuel producers are confident that supply will be available in Oregon by 2026. The rollout timeline was extended to 2030. And you're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A strong winter storm is moving through northern Kansas, with rain continuing in our eastern counties into the early afternoon, but some clearing in our western and central areas. Gusty wind will keep up statewide through the day, and we have a batch of colder air on the way. That's already entering western Kansas. Precipitation will be tapering off in the eastern counties during the early afternoon as that cold front moves out of our state and the low moves off to the north. That'll leave us with breezy conditions for the rest of the week, but we should have some sunshine. On the map, our low is over the north central counties, headed for the northern plains with blizzard conditions up there. Our western and central counties will get some sunshine with occasional clouds. A cold front coming in behind the system will usher in cooler air starting this afternoon in our western high plains and then spreading over the state tonight and tomorrow. By late afternoon, the low is over north central Nebraska. Most of the cloud cover will be moving out of Kansas. Wind will stay gusty. High pressure moves into the central plains overnight, so it will be chilly and still breezy. Our lows in the teens and 20s under mostly clear skies. Sunshine expected on Wednesday, along with colder temperatures statewide, staying mostly in the 30s. The wind will stay a little bit gusty, too, out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Sunny and chilly through tomorrow afternoon and the rest of this week. Today's highs in the northwestern counties, mid-20s to upper 30s, with that colder air moving in. Mid to upper teens overnight. North central, upper 40s to low 50s, and tonight we're in the upper teens to low 20s. Northeast, mid to upper 50s with upper 20s overnight. Southwest, we're in the mid 30s and low 40s. Overnight, upper teens and low 20s. South central, low to mid 50s with mid 20s for the overnight hours. Southeast, mid to upper 50s and upper 20s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Ranchers, when you're out working in the elements, you need gear that works as hard as you do. DryShot is the boot that fits that bill and has become the number one outdoor boot at ValleyVet.com. With genuine high-quality natural rubber overlay and better shank support, the 100% waterproof DryShot boots are more comfortable hour after hour. You will appreciate the four-way stretch, breathable air mesh lining, and the ability to roll down the tops to tuck in pant legs. Fewer seams means no water saturation and no heavy boots to lug. You'll like the all-terrain, self-cleaning, acid-resistant sole. Your feet will be warm and dry when the weather gets mucky. Make your Christmas shopping easy. DryShod the whole family at ValleyVet.com, where you'll also find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultravox, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 1/4, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.